to drag him out and scrape that harrow, to hang him on what they call a gambling pole. That's
for
his hind feet up with a bar across the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And spit him right down through the middle. And that's what they call gutting him. And then after he cools off, they'll take him and cut him up into the different, cut his head off, and his, spit him open in the back, and cut his hands off and his shoulders.
Uh-huh.
In other words, just get whatever it takes to get him prepared for the for use, later use. Of course, you have to cure that after you do all that.
Yeah. When you cut the side of a, what do you call that? You call it middling or side of...
What's middling? Oh, yeah, middling. That's what that's... Side meat's the same thing. Side meat and middling. We used to call it that. You get into middlings.
What do you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Let's call hog head cheese and souse. Either one.
Are they two different things?
The same thing, isn't it, Lisa?
Well,
souse and hog head cheese?
On some on the same order. Not exactly.
I don't think about how to make that. I just know about what to call it. I know how to eat it when they get it.
Yeah,
some of it's kind of pickled, you know. You don't have to cook it. It's preserved by pickling it.
Which is that?
That's the hog head cheese, I think.
Hog head cheese, yeah. That's what I know.
And the other you fry it and meal it and fry it.
Okay. What about the liver? Do you make anything by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
No, I don't know that. It's only used occasionally where it's fresh, pushing to fry liver just like you would bacon or anything else.
Steer it.
It's considered a good food from...
you stew the liver too, get it tender.
Oh, do it well, I don't know. But of course the cooking part of it, I don't know too much about that.
Yeah.
You know about the eating part.
Oh yeah, I know what to do to it after you get it cooked.
Okay. Do you ever hear of making anything out of the hog blood?
Hog blood?
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's I think it runs in used in fertilizer. I think it's used in fertilizer.
But nothing for eating.
No, it's not supposed to. Not supposed to eat blood.
Okay.
Any kind.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Scrapple or Cripple or Pawn Hoss or?
Scrapple's that hog's head thing.
That's hog head stuff. Scrapple is.
Ground up. And then there's something made out of, what's that intestine stuff?
Chitlins. We talked about that the other day.
Yeah. Okay, suppose you'd kept butter too long and it didn't taste right. You'd say that the butter was...
Old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you use the word rancid or frowy?
What?
Rancid, yeah. That's a good word.
Okay.
Rancid.
What do you call thick, sour milk?
Clabber.
Okay. And the kind of cheese that you make from this?
Cottage
cheese.
Okay. And the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
Well, cool the milk. I don't know.
Yeah, but to get the impurity out. You have to...
Pasteurize?
Yeah, but...
I don't
know. Even before that, you know, if you might have little hairs and things in the milk.
Or strain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is something that is sort of like a fruit pie. It's baked in a deep dish and it's got several layers of dough and fruit.
Cobbler, isn't it?
Okay.
I didn't catch the word. The question.
What you make out of fruit pies with the layers of fruit and dough?
Cobbler, yeah.
Okay.